Black Tai Chi, the mic conductor, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in B Baby BC.
Cheese please, yes, cheese please, you're so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf, Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, bacon scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Ghoul and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again, dear listener, to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
My name is Daffodil.
Welcome to the Wacky, Warped, and Weird as we try to get a show recorded just before Snowmageddon snows us in the bunker.
It doesn't matter if we get snowed in. We have enough food for 6 months.
Well,
we have no place we have to go. We have multiple generators. We are in the safest place you could possibly be during a Snowmageddon.
Snowmageddon! Those 24-hour news channels just drive it into my mind. I should be upset.
I'm not upset.
But I'm not.
You shouldn't be.
It's just so funny, everyone. The end of the world is coming with Snowmageddon. No. Not here.
Nope.
It's not our world. Our world is going to be telling you about Howard the Duck coming up a little later on the show in our cutting room floor profile. We haven't had one for quite some time. We're making up for that this
good,
week.
Good.
And on top of that, it's not exactly a celebrity slip-up. As a matter of fact, it's totally the opposite of one. But we're going to call one anyway. This guy, he's been in film, stage, television. He can really sing, but it's still a cheesy song, so we'll call it a celebrity slip-up.
Well, here's the thing. A celebrity slip-up isn't necessarily that they're bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes it's just that the song is bad.
Well, the song is... Well, you'll have to listen to it, okay?
Okay.
But we're starting off the show with The Happiness Emporium. Isn't that a catchy title for a group?
It is.
Coming up, Naughty Lady of Shady Lane, but we're starting off with Dream a Little Dream of Me on
Cheese Please.
Starlight, star bright, shine upon my love tonight. Bum, ba, bum, 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 star shining bright above. Breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say, nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. Your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying, sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you, but in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream.
Thank you. classic kitsch with nostalgic novelty nuggets. And the hosts are pretty annoying, too. But you gotta love them.
Cheese.
The naughty lady of Shady Lane has hit the town like a bomb. The back fence gossip ain't been this good since Mabel ran off with Tom. Our town was peaceful and quiet before she came on the scene. The lady has started a riot, disturbing the suburban routine. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has a town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane was
me, oh my, a lot of girl.
You should see how she carries on with her admirers galore. She must be giving them quite a thrill the way they flock to her door. She throws those come hither glances at every Tom, Dick, and Joe. When offered some liquid refreshment, the lady never says no, no. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has a town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane was
me, oh my, oh what a girl.
The things they're trying to pin on her won't hold much water, I'm sure. Beneath the powder and fancy lace, there beats a heart sweet and pure. She just needs someone to change her, then she'll be nice as can be. If you're in the neighborhood, stranger, you're welcome to drop in and see.
The naughty lady of Shady Lane, so delightful to hold. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, she's delectable, quite respectable. Bum ba bum 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 bum. And she's only 9 days old. Bum ba bum bum ba dum ba dum.
Cheese Please with the Happiness Emporium and the Naughty Lady of Shady Lane, which actually should say the Naughty Baby of Shady Lane. And it wasn't very naughty.
No. Not really.
It sort of leads up to it. It's a 50s classic done by the Happiness Emporium. And before that, Dream a Little Dream of Me in their barbershop quartet sound. Maybe they were a barbershop quartet.
Maybe they were.
I'll have to look them up. My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week, of course, in our lovely little bunker as we sit over the Snowmageddon of this year.
Actually, kind of under the Snowmageddon because, you know, we're several, many feet below
ground. Well, that's true. That's true. That's true. The bunker actually is a big hump at the top on land. And then we go slightly under the ground.
True.
Much like the cars drive under the ground into the bunker garage, and we look after them every year.
Exactly.
Exactly. Right now, yeah. Wow, you know, it's time for the cutting room floor. It's been so long, I almost forget how to do it, but I have to push this button.
Please.
Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
As we power up the projector, we take a look at a movie that's been around a few decades, back to the 1980s. And I saw Space Camp with Leah Thompson shortly before Howard the Duck came out. I was in love with Leah Thompson's character.
If you were in love with her character in Space Camp that you would love her character in this, but that's a whole other thing.
Well, that's my point I'm making. It's like, there's no way I'm going to watch Howard the Duck after seeing her in Space Camp. No way. Uh-uh. I want my image in my head as a young, full of pheromones teenager for Space Camp. That's all. But what was the whole deal behind her in Howard the Duck anyway?
She was cast after appearing in Back to the Future.
Okay, yes, I saw that after Space Camp. I never saw it.
You don't watch movies in the order they come out. You never did.
I never did. But you were saying?
Well, it just, she was cast. She went thrift shopping and bought clothes that looked like a cross between Madonna and Cyndi Lauper to wear to the audition, and they cast her.
Oh, wow.
The other interesting, weird casting thing is that Robin Williams was cast to be the voice of Howard the Duck for 1 week.
Oh.
And then he left.
Okay.
He said the problem there was that he was too constricted in how he wanted to perform to try to match up with the duck speak.
Well, that's the world of Hollywood producers. That makes sense.
I mean, they even had, like, Jay Leno, John Cusack, Martin Short were all kind of considered a little bit.
Okay. Jay Leno is Howard the Duck's voice?
But the guy who got it, Chip Zien, was cast because he had that nasal voice that sounded like a duck.
I can't even do it.
Yeah.
I try.
All right, what are we playing?
We're playing, coming up shortly, Hunger City with Thomas Dolby and the Cherry Bombs from the Howard the Duck soundtrack. But we're starting off with the theme from Howard the Duck, also Thomas Dolby, on
Cheese Please!
Thank you. a show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Please, please.
With Thomas Dolby.
Well, technically not Thomas Dolby. He wrote the songs.
Oh.
But well, I don't think he actually appeared in the film.
Well, either way.
But here's an interesting point about both of those songs.
What?
The actress Leah Thompson is the one who's doing the singing.
Really?
Yes. That's her actual singing voice. She did all of her own singing in the film.
Wow. That was Hunger City, and before that we had Howard Duck, the theme, and Thomas Dolby was singing on that a little bit. Besides all the techno-synthesized 80s sound of Thomas Dolby, You know, early in the decade, he blinded me with science.
Yes, he did.
And I never forgot about it. Science! Okay, fine, dad jokes. My name is Snarftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese, Please, the weekly dose of the wacky, the working word, and we can talk a little bit more about Howard the Duck.
Oh, please.
The film.
Please, please.
It got so many negative reviews.
Oh, I remember that.
On Rotten Tomatoes, it has an approval rating of 13%.
Oh, wow. I know it bit at the box office.
It bit bad at the box office.
Yeah.
I mean, it costs, you know, $37 million to make, and it grossed $16 million at the U.S. box office.
Ouch.
And then $21 million internationally.
Ouch.
Some of the critic comments were horribly bad.
Oh, yeah.
Gene Siskel gave it 1 star out of 4 and called it a stupid film.
Well, that's...
On the TV show, Siskel and Ebert complained the movie was not enough of a comedy and that Howard should have been given either the Groucho Marx-like personality from the comic books or more of a fun Donald Duck-like persona.
Oh, okay.
They even criticized the soundtrack for being too downbeat.
Downbeat?
I know. However, they did win some awards.
Okay, I gotta hear it.
They were Golden Raspberry Awards.
Well, the award's an award.
They were nominated for a whole bunch, but they did win Worst Picture.
Okay.
Worst Screenplay.
Okay.
Worst New Star, which was given to the 6 guys and gals who were inside the duck suit.
Wow. Okay.
And Worst Visual Effects to Industrial Light and Magic.
Oh, wow. ILM did that? That's a bit of a come down for them.
Well, it's actually what they would refer to as Lucas's worst movie ever.
Okay.
I'm trying to come up with polite words so I don't say bad things on the radio.
Well, let's just end off the whole thing with Howard the Duck and move on to this.
And now it's time for the Cheese, Please.
Okay. It's not exactly a slip-up.
But it is and it's not. Depends on your definition of slip-up. Remember, it's a stool. There's 3 legs. It can be a bad performance, it can be a bad song, or it could just be bad the way it's put together.
But it's all good. That's the problem. It's just a celebrity. But I thought I'd throw it in here because, you know, we got to throw a few weird things every so often.
It is a good plan. What are we playing?
John Lithgow, master of the stage, screen, film, and everything else, doing the Hippo Song on...
Cheese, Please!
A bold hippopotamus was standing one day on the banks of the cool Shalimar. He gazed at the bottom as it peacefully lay by the light of the evening star. Away on a hilltop sat combing her hair his fair hippopotami maid. The hippopotamus was no ignoramus and sang her this sweet serenade. Mud, mud, glorious mud, nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, down to the hollow, and there let us wallow in glorious mud. The fair hippopotama he aimed to entice from her seat on that hilltop above. As she hadn't got a ma to give her advice, came tiptoeing down to her love. Brum, brum, brum. Like thunder the forest re-echoed the sound of the song that they sang as they met. His inamorata adjusted her garter and lifted her voice in duet. Why don't you try it? Mud, mud, glorious mud, nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, down to the hollow, and there let us wallow in glorious mud. The herd hippopotami began to convene on the banks of that river so wide. I wonder now what am I to say of the scene that ensued by the Shalimar side. They dived all at once with an ear-splitting splosh, then rose to the surface again. A regular army of hippopotami all singing this haunting refrain. Everybody now, Mug, Mug, glorious Mug. Nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, lovely, down to the hollow, just beautiful. And there let us swallow in glorious mug.
Jeez Louise, John Lithgow, more of a celebrity, hit it right out of the park with the hippo song.
I like that, though.
Glorious mud, but we have to say celebrity slip up. You get it?
I do.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you have reached the end of another episode of Cheese Please.
As we bring everything up from the basement as our tube tube for this week. Open up the door. There we go. Get the piece of paper, and this time around, oh, here's an interesting one. Peter Batson and how to make a tape recorder. I better take notes on this one.
Are you planning to make your own tape recorder?
Well, I don't know. It may be not very complicated. I may try. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back. I am sure there will be additional shenanigans.
Now, this recorder that I'm speaking to you on now, I made myself. It's absolutely true. I did. I made it myself. Nights and nights of hard, diligent work. I got the machine from a supermarket in kit form, and it cost me 39 and sixpence. And apart from one or two small faults,
which the average person wouldn't really notice,
it really is an excellent machine. Frequent response is mild. And anything you record on it, it comes out absolutely lifelike. So why pay 120 guineas for a machine which you can get for 39 sixpence? Why indeed? Anyway, I'm not going to keep this great secret to myself. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to tell you what you need to make this marvelous recorder. And how to go about it. You need 200 screws, a working great fuse, miscellaneous wheels, and a couple of reels. A furlong of wire, a bit of old tire, 400 bolts, and 240 volts. Transistors, condensers, transformers and knobs, a smooth running motor, centrifugal rotor, capstan and roller, a bracket to mount a revolutionary counter, and just for a jape, you'll need some good tape. Right, now you've got all the bits, all the pieces, everything you need. All you've got to do now is put it together. You screw down the motor and girdle the rotor, combine the condensers with vertical sensors. Transistors are gutted and bolted and nutted, all covered in wire and bits of old tire. A couple of wheels, transformers and reels, and amps the best butter to bring out the flutter. Solder in bobs and smack on the knobs, compilate base on the lateral face. Frugal 8-wire on the fast orbit bioset playback response to pedicle sconce. Add sugar to taste and a bit of fish paste, a few drops of oil and bring to the boil. Put in the fuse and turn on the juice.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
This is Bird Note. To join the Great Backyard Bird Count, one of the biggest community science events of the year, you don't even need a backyard. You just need 15 minutes and an interest in birds.